Stampede Blue. What we talking about? Indianapolis, AFC South. Stampede Blue, let's air it out. Fly route, let's air it out. Topics, loaded like offense. Colt-centric, talking about it often. Stampede Blue, let's air it out. Fly route.
Welcome back to another Stampede Blue Colts cast, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Matt Dainley. Thank you guys for coming back to the show. What a week five win. What a big week five win for the Indianapolis Colts. 19-13 on the road in Arrowhead. Man, what more to say other than literally nobody gave the Colts a chance. I mean, fans are fans. They're going to always say the Colts can win. I'm one of those fans, too. This week, I wasn't. The Colts, to me, had no chance at all to win. I mean, if you look at a stat line that at least tells you that Patrick Mahomes threw for 321 yards against the Colts, there's a pretty good chance that you're going to say, yeah, Colts got beat, especially when you look that Jacoby Brissett had 151, no touchdowns, and a pick. And only threw for 5.2 yards per attempt. So those just pop out and say, this is probably not even a close game. And I didn't even think the Colts would be within 10 in this game. And they ended up playing really well, just dominated time of possession in this game. And one of the things that comes up with time of possession often is, okay, so you held the ball longer. That means you typically probably scored more often. Against explosive teams, especially explosive offenses, that's not always the case. You've got a team in Patrick Mahomes with different weapons like Kelsey. You've got, obviously, Shady McCoy on there who can definitely do what he needs to do occasionally. They've got a pretty good running core, honestly, with Damian Williams, and they just didn't do anything. I mean, they didn't put points on the board. In fact, they had to get a field goal late in the game on a late drive, like a two-minute drill drive. Colts held Patrick Mahomes in this offense to one touchdown. And if you're a Colts fan, you're not only excited that they won the game, but you're excited how they did it. That is, for the most part, a large portion of this game, they dominated it. Up front, running attack. Not a super great passing attack, obviously. Like I said, Brissett was 18 of 29 for 151 and a pick. He wasn't sacked, though, and the Colts ended up getting four sacks on Mahomes. That, again, the Colts are feast or famine, aren't they, right now with their pass rush? And, man, it looked good. Even when they weren't getting sacks, they were getting hits on him. They were at least getting pressure, something I noticed a lot, especially in the second half, was that the defensive ends were jumping, getting, they know Patrick Mahomes' style. They know that when he kind of sits back, he doesn't need a whole lot of momentum to throw the ball 30, 40 yards. And he's got great loft. So they're getting their hands up and they're forcing him to see something to throw over. That, in my opinion, that made a big difference for the Colts tonight because the Colts were able to give him something to stare at instead of just, you know, throwing the ball into a basket to his receivers. And it really paid off. The Colts were excellent in pressure. I thought the Colts were kind of resembling playmakers in the secondary in terms of getting their hands on a ball. A couple times they had some interceptions, fumbles, you know, those type of things. Colts were making plays today, even if it's not the kind of plays that we're used to, a pick or anything like that. But in the Colts tonight, Frank Reich, the entire staff, they had a really nice game plan. They executed it. And you see how things happen when the Colts are up, too. That pass rush really comes alive. It becomes electric because everybody's full tilt. The only problem is still that the middle of that secondary where the Colts just sit behind people. And that's ultimately how they got their only touchdown, the Chiefs, tonight with Pringle. There's a guy underneath. And there's three guys sitting over the top of him. Pringle's 2 yards deep into the end zone, and they just let him have it. It's just the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. And the Colts are lucky that that's not the way the whole game turned out because it certainly looked like it was going to early in the game. Colts end up, you know, powering through. Like I said, only got a touchdown themselves, which was on the Jacoby Brissett scramble. But four field goals tonight from Vinatieri. It all happened, and the Colts ended up coming out on top. Excellent for the Colts to get this win going into the bye week 3-2, 2-1 now on the road. That's it's a massive. Marlon Mack, 29 carries, 132 yards. Not great for average, 4.5 yards a carry. Not bad. Not great though either. But you also get 4 yards a carry out of Jordan Wilkins. You know, he's become a nice spell back, honestly. Here's the thing. There were a couple of big plays from Nyheim Hines. One was a run, and one, I believe, was a dump off, and both were for about 15 yards, and I think both of them got called back because of stupid penalties. The Colts didn't have a ton of penalties tonight offensively. They weren't ultimately like critical penalties where they were getting them like on third down. There was a couple, but not a ton like they've had in the past couple weeks. But ultimately, the Colts powered through with just about everything. And even on third downs, when they weren't converting, they were converting the fourth down attempts. And that's something that the Colts are just going – that's what another piece that makes the Colts dangerous going into the rest of the season. They've got their break. Then they come back for three more games that are very winnable. But they've got some tough – I mean, hell, the Texans, which is who the Colts play in Week 7, put 53 up on Atlanta. That's quite a bit. So we're going to see a lot of that. Like I said, Mack had 132 yards. Excellent day for him, especially being on the injury report all week. I really thought T.Y. Hilton, even though he only had 4 catches for 37 yards, I thought he had a really good game. Some of the referees were largely awful in this game. They overturned a pick on Okereke, which, in my opinion, it probably, kind of like they said on TV, it probably did hit the ground, but there wasn't a camera angle that showed it hitting the ground that I saw. And I thought it was just BS that they could overturn that. I just thought this crew was just awful in the most critical of spots. Not only that, they overturn that one. That's overturned. That's the bad thing. It's like you don't have the evidence to overturn it, yet they did. And then you have the pass interference call, which I thought this might be, honestly, the most intelligent usage of a challenge on pass interference. You can clearly see that he's within a line, within a yard of the line of scrimmage. It was T.Y. Hilton that they called it on. It was a third down conversion, so this was a critical penalty, but I'm not blaming him for this. But then you see that he isn't even the one who initiates contact. They still don't overturn the call. It is just awful. This awful crew, awful communication, whatever they did, but they sucked, and they didn't help. But, you know, obviously the Colts powered through, like I said. I've said that a few times today, but you just have to love what you saw from the Colts. Leading the Colts in tackles tonight was George Odom stepping in with Clayton Gethers out. Rocky Sin came in with 6. Anthony Walker only had 5. He had a tackle for loss. Justin Houston had 2 and a sack. Had another couple. What, he had 4 solo tackles. Kenny Moore had a sack as well. Grover Stewart had a sack. Kamoko Ture and Jabal Sheard combined on a sack. Colts come up with 4 sacks on the day, 8 quarterback hits. And the real scary part here that we talk about towards the end of the game, Kamoko Ture, I don't know exactly what his injury is, but it does not look good. I mean, it just was an ugly, ugly turn of his foot or ankles or something. It you couldn't really see it from the camera angle that they showed on the replay, but it was ugly. I'm not expecting him back this year. I don't know what they're going to tell us. I don't know if it was actually a bone that did that or what, but ugh, it didn't look good. I didn't want to watch the replay. As soon as I heard that they were replaying, I just turned my head because I can't stand watching people's legs bend that way. It just is not pretty. So we're going to have to find something else to kind of spark this pass rush coming out of the bye week right now. Because when you look at what the Colts have at pass rush, yes, they've got some other guys. They've got guys who haven't really gotten a ton of playing time either. So, I mean, Jabal Sheard's still there, obviously. You know, they've got Justin Houston. They've got a couple other guys. They've got Banigou. You know, they've got a couple other guys that can actually rush the passer. But the Colts are going to have to do something about this because right now the Colts don't have a lot of sacks from these other guys. Justin Houston came out, had a really big game, in my opinion. He got the stop on fourth down that basically, I think that it won the game for the Colts, the fourth down stop after the third down Play didn't get it for the Chiefs with, I think, within a couple minutes to go in the game. But all in all, you know, he had a hell of a game. It was nice to see everybody kind of getting on the same page. And it was nice to see some of the things work out that they did. A couple things of note in terms of Frank Reich, a lot of times we see that he is the more aggressive play caller and is more aggressive with his fourth downs. Tonight, that was the way it went down as well. And I think that a lot of times when you see him not be aggressive, those are the times that kind of make you wonder what actually is going on with his in his mind. You know what I mean? The Colts out first downed the Chiefs 25-18. The Colts were 5 of 14 on third down, but they held the Chiefs to 4 of 12 on third down. That's huge. I mean, it's not great for the Colts. But they were 2 of 2 on fourth, so you give them 7 of 16 on conversion opportunities, I guess. So the Colts had 74 offensive plays, outgained the Chiefs. I don't think you'll hear that again the rest of the year, another team outgaining the Chiefs in yardage as soon as Mahomes gets healthy, because obviously the Colts banged him up. His own teammates banged him up. The Colts didn't average much per play, 4.5 yards. But you like to see everything that's going on in terms of penalties. The Colts had 7 for 50. The Chiefs had 11 for 125. And like I said about time of possession, the Colts 37 minutes and 15 seconds to the 22:15 of the Chiefs. That's a big, big thing. The Colts held them 2.6 yards per rush as well. I mean, you can't really ask for a better response from an awful rush defense by the Colts. You can't really ask for more when you see that they only give up 36 yards rushing. You just can't get any better than that at all. So you hope that for the best with that, hope that continues, hope that the Colts are able to get through a lot of this stuff and kind of get healthy coming out of the bye. You want to see them be able to turn their rushing defense around as well. So we'll see how all that turns out. But we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with the rest of the show.
Okay, guys, I want to talk to you about TickPick. TickPick is a great way to get tickets to see the Colts or any other sports, music, or entertainment event of your choice. Not only will you save 10 to 15% off every ticket order, you can do it without any annoying fees at checkout. Think StubHub, but without the fees. Just head to TickPick.com, select your seats, and head to checkout. Get on your way to the next Colts game with TickPick.
All right, folks, we're back. I'm going to run through some of what I saw from the game, give you guys some of my takeaways on the notes and such, and we'll kind of go from there and we'll call it a show because it's late. It's about 10 after midnight right now, October 7th, and I'm trying to get myself some sleep, but this was a great game. A little too loud at my house, obviously. My kids are asleep, and I was pretty pumped up for this game. Colts made some big plays. Obviously, the Chiefs get a field goal after a long six-minute drive. I kind of felt at the beginning that's exactly what the Colts need to do right there, is continue to make them get 3 points, because this is such an explosive offense that anytime you can set them back, and a lot of times they set themselves back because of penalties, but it just turned out right for the Colts. They got them back. They were able to stop them enough and force the Chiefs to kick field goals. A couple injuries started mounting up. Kenny Moore went down with a knee. He did end up coming back in the game later on and got a sack, but he went out at some point. The Colts then respond to the field goal drive by the Chiefs, getting an 11-play drive of their own for a touchdown. Mack had 5 carries for 40 yards on that drive. Brissett was 3 of 3 and had a rushing touchdown, put the Colts up 7-3. The Colts' defense, again, started losing guys. Desir broke up a pass to Kelsey and then grabbed his hamstring after he hit the ground. He went out for a while, came back, though. And one of the things that I noticed in this, especially early in the game, now it changed towards the end of the game, but still nobody was checking Kelsey at the line of scrimmage, nobody defensively. They just let him roam free. The only reason that this didn't come back to haunt the Colts and he didn't have 150 yards receiving is because the Colts ended up going up and held the ball for so damn long that the Chiefs couldn't do that all the time. You know, so that was the only reason that they were unable to do it. They couldn't just simply keep targeting Kelce. They didn't have enough time. Houston ended up getting a sack on Mahomes. Mahomes went out or got out of the pocket. There was a obvious hold on Irving, and they didn't call it. And he ended up hitting Pringle for that touchdown. It was a third down touchdown, too, which was seemed like it might end up being a theme of the night in terms of third down conversions for the Chiefs. But they go up 10-7. Mac ended up pushing through for a few first downs. They got the Colts forced a DPI, defensive pass interference call on the Chiefs. They got a Colts all the way down to the 12-yard line. The Colts couldn't do anything on second or third down and had to settle for a field goal. Tied it up, Colts and Chiefs at 10. The Colts held the Chiefs to a three and out. Continued to do work on the drive. Good running by Mac. Nice work from Hilton. They got a holding call to extend the drive. Brissett ended up throwing a pick, targeting Ebron inside the 5-yard line. This right here should have been 17-10, right from the jump right here. All Brissett had to do was put some loft on this ball. Ebron was going to the back corner of the end zone. He tried to put it on a line, and it was an easy pick for Tyrann Mathieu. And it was a bad throw. It was the right throw in terms of who he was targeting, but he didn't put any touch or loft on it. He tried to force it in there on a line, and it was an easy pick. And I don't really understand the whole point in trying to get that when you can just put it in the air. There was literally nobody behind Mathieu, and Mathieu was sitting at about the 4-yard line when he picked that off. It would have been an easy, easy touchdown. Mathieu had already leveled out his body. He wasn't going to be able to go backwards, especially not keeping up with Ebron. He'd have had to tackle Ebron about the goal line just to keep that from being a touchdown. And that was a bad move on Brissett. But, you know, most of the night up to this point, he looked really good. He looked pretty damn good after that as well. Ended up feeling like that was going to be a massive mistake for the Colts. It did not end up coming back to haunt them too much. But I kind of felt like that was going to be like, man, we really needed that touchdown. And it ended up, you know, like the Colts lose by a score, you know, something like that. George Odom forced a fumble on a big screen pass on the following possession. The Colts got the ball around the 15-yard line. Colts didn't do anything with their possession and had to punt. Kenny Moore got his sack soon after. Colts were starting to get some solid pressure right about this time. Danico Autry was getting some pressure. Rocky Sin ended up getting an illegal contact, and a pass interference was called on Kelce at midfield. The Chiefs were forced to punt on theirs. Brissett led a quality 2-minute drive near the end of the half. 1:44 to go in the second. I kind of felt like they could have gotten a touchdown in this drive and probably should have. They just were too close to the end zone on first, second down with plenty of time left, and they weren't able to convert. He did get them down. He had them all the way at midfield with just over a minute to go, or just under a minute to go. Hines picked up some big yardage. Vinny ended up hitting a field goal with 10 seconds to go in the half. Colts go into halftime 13-10. Brissett was 12 of 19 for 116 and a pick. Mack was 12 carries for 62 yards. Hilton had 3 catches for 36. Only had 1 catch in the second half. I didn't realize that. Mahomes was 16 of 28 for 208 yards. KC running backs had 11 rushing yards at this point. Pringle had 5 catches for Kansas City for 76 yards and a touchdown. Kelce was 3 for 46 yards. KC had 6 penalties in the first half. We talked about how many they had on the game, so that they doubled up almost in the second half. Hines ended up, I was talking to you guys about the couple of plays that Hines actually got. I was like, wow, Hines actually had a nice run there. It was negated by a 12 men on the field call, first play. How in the hell does that happen? I don't know. I don't know how that happens on offense, honestly. Brissett ended up getting a sneak later on for a first down after a 14-yard run by Mack that got the penalty yardage and the near first down yardage all back. Another holding call on the Kansas City defense. There was a lot of those tonight. Colts couldn't convert on third down and had to punt, though. Desir ended up getting himself a defensive pass interference call. The Colts overall did a pretty nice job defensively on the Chiefs' passing attack, I think. They were feisty at the catch point. They were able to, you know, really be, I think they out-physicaled the Chiefs a lot in a lot of areas this night, And I think that they did it in the passing game as well. It was kind of surprising, to be perfectly honest with you. This is where the Mahomes pass came off the receiver's hands up to Okereke. He picked it off, brought it all the way back. That could have been a massive mistake by the refs. That could have cost the Colts a lot. But, you know, the Colts didn't do anything with their possession. Ultimately, they ended up converting to Doyle after they got the ball because the call reversed. I mean, it was called an interception on the field. They reversed it. KC still had to punt. So, I mean, it is what it is. But the Colts, when they got the ball back, they did get a conversion to Doyle. Brissett started throwing the ball high, and I didn't really understand that. There was the best play call of the night, in my opinion, was the third down play call that was the reverse to Pascal. Very, very important. I mean, immediately was clapping my hands when I saw the play. It was excellent design. It completely took the Kansas City defense by surprise. A hold call on Chester Rogers negated another Hines run, but ended up these zero blitzes that they were sending at the Colts on late downs ended up getting to Brissett. He tried to roll out. He waited too long to try to throw the ball to T.Y. He was inaccurate on the move. Colts couldn't convert. Kari Willis came back with this big stick on a second down run with the Chiefs backed up against their goal line, and the Colts defense stood up strong and forced KC to punt out of their own end zone. This is the play, the ending of this, right before this punt is where Mahomes got stepped on by one of his linemen. Now we're going to get down to where things start getting, kind of exciting here. The Colts ended up getting the ball at the Kansas City 48 on that punt. So you see the Colts got some real nice field position here. They called an offensive pass interference on Hilton, and that was just a big, big stick. I mean, that was an awful call. It was an even worse one. They had to go back and look at it, and they didn't reverse it. Anyways, Reich challenged. He didn't get it. It was a piss-poor call to begin with, like I said. Mack nearly converted it, and the Colts went for it on fourth down. Mack converted by pushing through on the perimeter, one of the very, very few successful runs outside for the Colts tonight. They couldn't convert on third, but went for it again on fourth. Brissett did it again on a keeper. That's two fourth down conversions on the same drive. And Mack and Wilkins just were killing it in the run game, honestly. I mean, you're seeing Mack being very, very patient, very patient. And then you see Wilkins kind of doing his thing as well. Patient, yet a little more powerful, has the ability to be more like a bullet. You know, that was nice to see those two kind of complementing each other. The Colts did end up run outside again, and they got stopped for an 8-yard loss, Tyrann Mathieu. That was a stupid play, in my opinion. Just a dumb play. You've been so successful all night, you don't really want to give that up. I mean, you just had two really smoking runs by Mack and Wilkins on this drive that you're proving that you're just wearing down the Kansas City defense. You've got Quentin Nelson just powering through people. You've got Braden Smith pulling, of all people, coming over and just leveling guys. Why don't you stick with that? This is something we've talked about. It's on Twitter, obviously. A lot of people are talking about it now. But this is something that we've talked about a lot. This is just some of these are the stupidest play calls that you'll ever see Frank Reich do. He is such a good play caller. He really is. He's innovative. He's smart. His timing is typically impeccable. But some of these outside runs are just stupid, and I don't get it. And it always seems to be after the Colts have really a lot of success going right up the middle or at a certain lineup. You know what I'm saying? Whether they're going behind Quentin Nelson, whether they're going behind Glowinski and Braden Smith. It just seems like after they start being successful in one area, then they want to go outside, and it just backfires. This backfired huge because the Colts weren't able to get in the end zone on this drive. And honestly, this was another one like that interception where I thought, damn, this is going to be it. This is where the Colts piss it away. Because, I mean, they're up 13-10. That puts them up two scores. It would have forced Kansas City right away to go into kind of freak out mode. Like, we need a touchdown now. Maybe you get Mahomes being a little loose with the ball. Maybe you luck out and they throw a pick. But anyways, the Colts go up 16-10. Colts defense still stood up. Grover Stewart got himself a sack. There was a holding and a defensive pass interference call on both teams that offset on 3rd and 28. And then we see this, these plays that just drive you nuts, as I think especially a Colts fan personally. Mahomes hit Pringle. They got on a 3rd and 28, got 27. Unreal stupidity by this defense. And I'm not talking about the play call. I'm not talking about Matt Eberflus. I'm talking about how you let a guy catch the ball at midfield or in the middle of the field and get 99% of the offense, the third down yardage back. Just unbelievable. Just ridiculous. I can't stand it when that happens. It absolutely blows my mind. The Colts seem to do it all the time. It's a real pain in the ass. And the Colts lucked out. This is Justin Houston's time to step up, and he hits the running back on a fourth down, takes him down. Colts take over at the Kansas City 33. I thought this, okay, here's the touchdown. Here is the literal nail in the coffin. The Colts still only got a field goal. Mac continuously doing work. I wasn't a huge fan of Reich's play calling down here in the red zone. It worked to a degree because the Colts were able to get a field goal, but had the Colts missed that field goal, it's 16-10, and there's plenty of time for Mahomes to go down and get a touchdown. I didn't like those play calls. I didn't like it. I thought that you want to be able to, you know, he kind of seemed like he was hurrying up. Okay, the Colts were having some success on the ground with Mac. They were like, what, second and seven. He got to 3rd and 4. Or 2nd and 4, and then you get to 3rd and 1, and the Colts were, I just felt like the Colts were kind of lazy in their play calling on that. That's where you want a surefire 3rd down success, put the nail in the coffin. Let's either get in the end zone or extend this drive longer, and then make sure we get in the end zone to go up 23-10. That is a power move, in my opinion, and the Colts kind of softened their approach on that. So I wasn't a fan of that. That didn't seem that exchange for me didn't seem to kind of fall in line with what Reich has built his name about, is being aggressive, going after the team's throat. And I didn't like those play calls. Anyways, like I said, it worked out. The Colts did go up 19-10. Vinny did hit the field goal. So it all worked out. However, I still didn't like it. The Colts ended up, you know, kind of on here we go with the prevent style defense. The Colts had 2 straight defensive holding penalties. It just was not helping the Colts. It seemed like they were going to be a penalty or an offensive bust play every time. KC moved the ball down the field with very little resistance. Kelsey flopped, you know, trying to get a holding or a pass interference call in the end zone on Quincy Wilson. And then Mahomes got sacked. Teray, this is one where Teray and Sheard shared a sack. This is where Teray possibly... his season ended tonight. Just depending. I mean, his foot's not supposed to bend that way. I hate it. He was so impressive so far this year. A lot more speed, a lot more power in his hands, very much more active. And this just sucks. I hate it for him. I hate it for Colts fans. I hate it for the Colts themselves. They're going to have to address it. And I mean, whatever. He's out 5-6 weeks. He's out the rest of the year. Whatever it is, they're going to find some help rushing the passer. Ben Banigou is going to have to come in and be a pass rusher. I mean, something. Or they're going to have to address it on the, you know, Al-Kadeem Muhammad. You know, he's going to have to step up and be in debt. I mean, no, something. Something's going to have to happen. But anyways, the Colts ended up, you know, kind of closing the door after the field goal. KC hit their 36-yard field goal. Colts are still up 19-13. Colts receiver Jack Doyle recovers the onside kick. Got to love it. Big time win for the Colts. They go up to 3-2 now, head into the bye. The Colts and the Texans are tied in the AFC South at 3-2. The Jaguars and Titans both lost today. So right now you've got the Colts and the Texans ahead or above everybody else in the AFC South. I think technically you have the Colts as the win because I think that they have a good record or a better record on the road. I don't remember exactly how that's decided. That's just my first instinct there. That's how that's working. But that's a huge, huge win for the Colts. And I think you can't just overlook it either. They not only they held Patrick Mahomes, granted, he was hurt a little bit towards the end. But, I mean, look, the second and third quarters there, he didn't do anything. I mean, he got dinged up a little bit, but this is where kind of that thing happens where fundamentals is what keeps you alive. Lack of fundamentals is what's going to make everything fall apart when it comes down to crunch time like this. Patrick Mahomes, his no-look passes, he's turning his body sideways, doing all this other crap. Once you get hurt, you can't do all that stuff anymore. And you can't scramble, and you can't, you know, be this electric playmaker that everybody's making you out to be when you're not a fundamental quarterback, I guess. It's kind of the thing. It's kind of a similar thing with maybe Cam Newton, I guess, because he's just the only other person I can think of that has just such an awkward throwing style, or, you know, kind of leans back. And Aaron Rodgers is one of the same, I think, too. You see Aaron Rodgers kind of leaning back a lot of times on his, and especially if he's hurt, those are going to come up 5-10 yards short just because of simple mechanics that they just don't care about. And that's one of the things. They're that good, they don't have to care about it. But when they do have to care about it and they're hurt, it shows up. And tonight it definitely showed up with Patrick Mahomes. But the Colts' pass rush was real. The Colts' defense was real all night. And they did it with a lot of guys inactive. So this should make this team extremely confident going forward. So it'd be a good one. Next week, Colts fans can watch football with no anxiety. The Colts have the bye. In week 7, they'll be playing the Houston Texans, and that will be very interesting to see kind of how that goes. That will ultimately be the first real test, I think, for who's going to have the dominant spot in the AFC South, aside from record. So could be interesting. Colts win 19-13 on the road in Arrowhead. Colts are flying back happy tonight. Colts fans are resting easy tonight. So good morning to you guys. And I hope that the Colts can get themselves acclimated and healthy in this extra time off and make something out of week 7. And week 8, week 9, very winnable games as well. We talked about that with Jim Campbell the other day. I think the Colts are in good shape if they can get past the Texans. They win the Texans, that's 4-2. Their next two games, I believe, are the Broncos and the Jaguars. That's two winnable games there, in my opinion. That could set the Colts up to be in really good shape for the rest of the season. So, guys, celebrate this one. Take a week off and come back in week 7 ready to go with the Houston Texans for the Colts. And we'll have a couple shows up every week. Stampede Blue Radio will be up in the next couple days as well to give you guys their take on everything, winners and losers, etc. And I'll see you guys probably on Wednesday or Thursday of this week for our second show. We'll have 3 shows this week. Could be later in the week, Saturday, Sunday. I'm not sure when. But there's no game on Sunday for the Colts, so it doesn't really matter. We're not trying to time these anymore. So celebrate this Colts win, and we'll talk to you guys next time on the Colts Cast. Blue.